Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who am I speaking
this
to?
This is Oscar Fernando Santana.
Don't tell me you're planning to bring one of your ships over and storm the shore. Is that what you're going to be doing? Are you coming over with you're part of the Armada. Are you part
of,
I think
sir.
The Armada came later, though.
Irish pirates got you. It wasn't the Spanish Armada.
Yes. Next up is Oklahoma, Missouri. And I'm going with Oklahoma on this one because it's got a musical.
Oklahoma, the number 8 seed. That's
got a musical.
That's a very close game, but that's okay. I'm all right.
Oklahoma, when the wind blows swiftly down the strain.
I always thought that Scott Shannon became a program director to put more Scott Shannon on the air.
And be the voice of Sean Hannity's radio show.
A professionally trained
trained announcer.
I can see those two going out and have a couple of bourbons.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so whatever.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are from Washington, D.C. This is The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. Hollywood Shores, Maryland. That's a corner of the world.
Yes.
I think that's Southern Maryland, perhaps?
It is a neighborhood in Hollywood, Maryland. I think it might even be a planned community.
Sounds trash.
Exciting.
Yes.
Odessa, Florida. Sounds like war criminals should live there.
Maybe they do.
Sorry, my apologies to all the people of Odessa. Manteo, North Carolina. Welcome to Manteo. Fort Madison, Iowa. Brooklyn, New York. Hey, that's awesome. That's Pauly.
Pauly
Christine.
Hey. Pauly.
Pauly, spread the word up there. You're a bus driver, for God's sake, before you retire. He didn't retire yet, right?
No, I think he's got a year. He should play it in his bus.
No, he should put a bus back on it.
Pauly, we need you to be our advocate and spread the word. And Hagatna Guam, the Mike O'Mara Show, is on now. And it's also very exciting because, look, there are gets and then there are gets. And we know Rob Spiewak has been toiling away, trying to get wonderful guests for the show. And I will tell you, sometimes the day matches the guest. And we haven't done this actually in a while because our technology was down for communicating with the dead. So we actually had to tweak it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very, very pleased to say that we have someone here that can speak to the day because it is his day.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about the man himself, the man, the one, the only, St. Patrick. And Rob Spiewak is, that's wonderful, a little music. Rob, I know you've been researching this for a very long time, and I'm really excited about this, and I hope our listeners will be too.
This is very exciting. Oscar, I bet you knew this, but for the people that are not initiated, St. Patrick was a 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and a bishop in Ireland. He's known as the Apostle of Ireland and also, of course, the patron saint of Ireland, and he has a storied history. We'd love to talk to him. One thing I really want to talk to him about is the fact that when he was but 16 years old, he was kidnapped by Irish pirates.
Oh, my God.
This is true. So let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen, from the great beyond, St. Patrick.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Saint.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Am I coming in?
You're coming in good.
I'm coming in loud
Saint,
and clear.
You sound great. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy you day.
That's the idea. It's my day.
Happy
it's
day.
It's my day.
For you.
I've been dead all these many hundreds of years, but hey, I'm delighted to do the tour once a year.
I have this for you. And should we call you Pat? Should we call you Saint? What should we call you?
You can call me Pat.
Okay, Pat, listen to this.
Thank you. Yeah.
I want you to hear this.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You brought some singers into You brought singers into where you're calling me from, is it?
Yeah, they're jingle
there's
singers.
So many. I try to keep up on the and the different innovations and all the modern stuff over the hundreds of years. It's truly amazing how many things have been invented. You know, we hardly had fire when I was alive. You know, I was born 368 AD, and after the death of Christ.
That's right.
So you never crossed paths
with Christ?
You know, the fact that you're talking to me on a telephone is still an amazing thing. It's a truly special thing, the telephone. That's what you're talking to me on, right?
Well, no, it's a Zoom.
You were on Zoom.
Zoom. I don't know. Is that a god? Is that a pagan god? Is that some sort
not
of
a pagan god.
Ritual? What
it's
is that?
It's a computer. It's an app.
You got to remember, I was born in 368 AD, so you got to explain these things to me. I don't know what's happened over here. I'm just I'm floating up here with the angels. I'm floating around with my big pointy hat and my staff that I have, my curlicue staff, and angels, now quit it. I still have the power. I'm a saint. I get to do that.
Now, yeah. I'm not good with the history of technology, but if he was born 368 AD, yes. Oscar, that means he probably had what, dial-up?
No, he didn't have dial-up. We were probably dealing with a frequency with tube transistors, right?
Right,
so we were communicating in that manner.
What would a frequency be?
Oh, more of an AM/FM dial, but in your case,
AM/FM. Okay.
Oh no. Amplitude modulation.
This road, I'm going to be so confused. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you're more like BC before Christ.
Before no, as AD.
Anno Domini. He's after Christ.
I'm AD
after the death of Christ. But I'm glad and happy and honored that people are still celebrating my day these many years. Get out of here!
What's happening?
It's a dead snake that came.
Oh, that's right. You allegedly drove the snakes out of Ireland.
All of God's creatures come to heaven. Hey, yeah, but I drive the snakes out. Yes,
Pat,
yes. Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Oscar Fernando Santana.
Oh, yes. I know. Don't tell me you're planning to bring one of your ships over and storm the shore. No. Is that what you're going to be doing? Are you coming over? You're part of the Armada.
No, I think
the Armada came later, though.
You were captured.
I don't think they had boats when I was alive.
Irish pirates got you. It wasn't the Spanish Armada.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Oscar.
Our people have two things in common. The Armada is the Spanish, and it's the gold. The gold is important.
The only thing I've ever heard all through the years is no one can stop the Spanish Armada.
So you don't understand Zoom, but you have a soundboard.
I don't have I can make magical things happen.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was magic.
St. Patrick, for the love of God, okay? I'm the patron saint of Ireland. I'm the protector. That's what I am. What were you going to say,
I was just going to say the gold is what actually stirs the pot. And in this case, for St. Paddy's Day.
The gold is what stirs the pot?
Yes.
Let me jump in just for a second,
please,
as a sidelight here. St. Patrick, sometimes Oscar starts very broad and comes to a point. Let him go. He might come to a point.
Okay.
He might. Go ahead, Oscar.
Pat, sometimes people let me talk and get to my point.
Okay, wasn't invented when I was alive.
I thought you were hipping it up for us.
No.
Yeah.
St. Paddy's Day. St. Paddy's Day now, and pre-pandemic, would actually move beer sales of a green beer at any big bar in the area.
We didn't have beer back in my day. We had mead.
I'm saying.
Was it green mead?
I wanted to ask you.
No, that would mean it has spoiled that.
Yeah, it had turned rancid.
How do you feel about your day being a big day for celebration and binge drinking?
I approve of it. What did you say? What was that last part you said?
Binge drinking.
Binge drinking.
Yeah, drinking too much mead.
Oh, I remember the Celts. They drank too much mead. It makes you look. All they're doing is having fun. They're young lads, and they fight for their country. And you know, they drink as much mead until they can't stomach it. Then they vomit and come back and drink more mead. Because who knows? Tomorrow they may be stabbed to death with a giant sword.
That's right, by the Spanish Armada.
By the Spanish Armada. Yeah. Who? And of course, after the Armada, you know, it's the Inquisition.
Now, you mentioned our Lord Jesus Christ at the front of this interview, and I have a question for you. We observe his birthday as Christmas.
I was a missionary, you know that. God bless you, and God bless your families, too.
Yeah, it was a great. You had a great position, didn't you, when you were a missionary?
You know what I wish for you? I wish for you a bigger brain in 2021.
I'll take it. The swelling can come down.
Bigger brain and more energy and more zeal for what you do for a living. That's what I wish for you.
It's always nice to have the saints on your side. Okay. But St. Patrick, we celebrate the birth
of Christ.
Your
favorite response. Okay. Anyway, wait, I'm sorry. I was spinning off into another direction, but as you know, it's still on my mind.
Of course.
Yes, of course. Yes.
The birth of Christ, yet St. Patrick's Day we observe on the day of your death. So is it kind of creepy? Is it creepy that we're celebrating your death?
I know things you don't know that I can't share with you, so it doesn't bother me a little bit.
Share something.
I'll share something with you that it's a really good idea for Alia to have faith.
Have what? Faith.
A little faith.
Okay.
Faith goes a long way. With faith, you can endure anything. Attacks from Vikings or, God forbid, the Spanish Inquisition.
So that being said, and we have the faith and we're celebrating your death, is it great that your death is also associated with cabbage?
Cabbage. You know, that's what we had over here, and throughout the years it was a staple of the diet. But your corned beef has nothing to do with Ireland. I hate to bust your bubble. Corned beef, we had bacon. We had bacon as opposed to corned beef. That's what we ate over here, and that's what they do now to celebrate. They have that right now.
Is that anything like bacon?
Bacon comes from the pig.
Right.
Yeah, you know it. What are you? You're trying to confuse me now. Don't ask me the dumb questions. Ask me questions I can riff on. But I love a Pete.
Patrick, do you keep up with current events?
I don't. It's just too complicated. I was trying to look at your Oscars, your Academy Awards, and I just can't follow. I can't follow anymore, you know. It's very, very frustrating. We didn't have diversity back in my day in Ireland. Everybody was a different shade of pink with bright red hair and freckles and tiny little penises.
Yeah, don't you remember, wasn't there a movement? I think it was like in about 400 AD.
There used to be a lot of movements for St. Patrick's. I ate a lot of grain.
That was on most of those movies were March 18th after the cabbage.
Except that one time I got into some bad need and I ate a few nasty berries. And they told me that you like earthy things on this show, so I can share with you.
Earthy?
That I soiled me robes.
Oh no!
Me robes. I had to take them down to the river and I had to clean them up myself before the next service. When I had people gather around. We didn't have a formal church. We just gathered around some rocks.
You talked about diversity. Weren't you part of that movement around 400 AD, Saint So White?
Saint So White. No, I was... mine was a thing a long time ago that I got involved with is pink people are happy people.
Okay.
That was the moment. I said, be happy.
A little more positive.
Sure.
Well, here's the problem. Back when I lived in Ireland, we were dirty. We didn't have laundry. We didn't have detergents or soaps or anything like that.
No detergents?
In order to get there, you basically had people say, well, if you got the stick on, just rub her on in the dirt and it'll make the stick go away.
Can you restate that? Because I think that's a good takeaway from this
interview. If you got so dirty that you were sticky, rub around yourself in the dirt so you won't be sticky no more. That's what I said with people. And of course, fingernail clippers weren't invented back then. They just break off when you were digging for cabbage.
I don't think you dig for cabbage. Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we knew that I don't think we had them back then.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
But it was very, very frustrating. Oh, I'm getting another call from another radio station. You tell Bubba the Love Sponge to wait.
St. Patrick.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here.
I'm sure a lot hasn't changed, but a lot has. Do you still prepare for your sermons the same way?
I do. I go into a state of what you might refer to today as meditation.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Meditation.
Mindful living, St. Patrick.
Yes, meditate. Well, I would chew the horny root. The horny root that grows wild in my field, and it would give me what I believe was called total consciousness.
Oh!
So I says, Lama, how about a little something, you know, for the effort? That William Murray and the Murray brothers. What a fantastic bunch of fellows those guys are. I do watch Bill Murray films.
You do?
I've watched Meatballs probably.
Meatballs is your favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite. I've watched it probably 40 or 50 times.
Chris Makepeace as the little boy in that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Great role.
He's a summer camp guy.
Counselor of sorts. Yeah.
He works at like a summer school.
That's a camp.
That's what he does. Summer school with canoes.
Now, you lived in the 5th century. Had green been invented yet?
No. The grass was simply identified as pretty.
That's it? You didn't have a color for it?
Yeah, we looked at it. Isn't it a nice summer day? It looks like the plants are growing.
Do you remember when they invented colors? And who invented colors? Was it the Pope?
I think it was Sean Penn.
Sean Penn?
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Stream of Conscious Radio. Stream of Conscious Radio. Sean Penn and Robert Duvall.
Well, we're thankful to have all the colors. Roy G. Biv.
I've never been able to make the distinction. When I look at myself in the mirror, I said, would I be a Crip or a Blood? I'm not sure. Not sure which I would be. I'm not quite sure, but it's crazy.
So, I'm curious. Let's talk snakes.
If you're going to talk snakes, I'm going to disappoint a lot of people.
Why?
The truth of the matter is...
legend is that Ireland was overrun with snakes. And we don't know if they were poisonous or not, because color
I'd like to apologize to all of your listeners and tell them this.
All right.
I regret my behavior as a younger man. I wrote my own biographical information in the form of a letter that I used with boysenberry ink on a parchment.
Okay.
And I wrote down the story of St. Patrick, and I said, well, this kind of just lays there. You know what I mean?
It
doesn't have
up?
Any what you would call sizzle. So I contacted one of the other fellas that worked in my missionary, a fella by the name of Don Buckwall, and he said, you need Paddy, as he called me, you need to punch it up. You need to punch it up. I said, well, how do I punch it up? He said, people hate snakes. What did you say? And there aren't any snakes in Ireland. Why did you lie to them and tell them that you drove them out with your stick? And I said, I can't lie. He said, it's a good lie if it's going to benefit people. And you're a good man who ministers to all these people. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And I wrote on the parchment that I drove the snakes out of Ireland when there wasn't a paltry one of them on the entire Emerald Isle.
And so that came from...
Sorry.
That came from... Don,
my bad.
Don O'Buckwall gave you that idea?
Don O'Buckwall was a very high... He represented a lot of the monks that were in the monastery and tried to get us better deals. Like, you know, more bread, more mead at night, private sleeping quarters.
Did he represent...
When you first go to the monastery, you bunk up four to a room.
Oh, that's horrible. Did he represent Friar Stern?
Friar Stern, later Friar O'Stern.
Friar
O'Stern. Fantastic. Yeah. The only problem was he thought he invented the whole thing. He thought he invented the whole monastery and all that. But it was four to a bunk.
To a bed?
That's right. It was four to a bunk.
Wow.
That's it, because we had four to a room and one bed. That means four to a bed.
Poles to holes, holes to poles.
I can't tell you how many nights I woke up in the middle of the night when Brother Seamus had eaten one too many cabbage stews.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Seamus. My goodness gracious. Like the mouth of the devil, it opened up in the room, and we could smell his tongue. It was horrible.
Smell his tongue?
Oh, the smell of death it was. And then in the morning, of course, the flies. Flies all over the place.
Sure.
Who had 17 minutes where we'd get to the first fart joke? There we are. That's the way that works.
When you were a boy at age 16, just a youthful guy, you were kidnapped by pirates.
Hi.
Can you tell us about that?
I was down doing what I did on a normal Sunday morning, which was looking for snails on the beach that I would boil later on and salt and eat. Because snails are a delicious crustacean with a beautiful flavor you can eat.
This is when you were living in England, so you're on the beautiful shores of Great Britain looking for snails.
Thank you. So I'm on the beach and I look over and I'm looking for my snails and I'm deep in thought trying to find the fattest, biggest ones. And then I look up and there's this guy with a pig leg.
A what?
A pig leg.
Oh, a peg leg.
A pig leg, an eye patch, and a parrot on his shoulder. And he looks at me and says, "Arr, get in our rowboat. Get into our rowboat, you scurvy swine." And he brandished a rock in his hand.
Oh,
and
no.
I decided if I was going to sea tomorrow, I better get in the rowboat. And then I was taken out to sea and I stayed with the pirates until the ransom was paid by the people of my parish. And they finally got me back. But it was a terrible, terrible travail. For 3 long weeks, I stayed on that ship. It was horrible. Is that pirate music you're playing?
And I have a question. Is it true that that was when you were introduced to pirate love?
I guess you might have read deep into the virus.
Yeah, I read the confession.
The virus is so sad. I don't even like to look back on it. Let's just say that I made a straw cushion after I got back from the pirate ship.
Really?
I couldn't sit down for weeks. This is really going in a terrible direction.
I didn't know that's what pirate love was. I just read one sentence in the bio.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
The peg leg?
That's it, yeah. Well, listen, I think we've run its course now that we've talked about flatulence and sodomy in the same discussion. You're going straight to hell. And to all your listeners, May I say, happy, happy day, happy St. Patty's Day, and remember, may you be halfway to heaven before the devil knows you're dead. May the road rise up to greet you. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. I'm watching a David Spade marathon we got up here in heaven. It's good to be here. It's Tommy Boy and that new one, The Wrong Missy.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yes.
He's no Bill Murray, though.
No Bill Murray, but he'll be up here soon.
Oh.
We're pretty reasonably sure of that one. And I already got Chris Farley up here. Christopher! He's wearing his Chippendales outfit. Look at those rolls of fat. So long.
Bye, St.
So
Patrick.
Long, everybody.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Where's my sound? Oh, there we are. Hold on a second here. Oh, now I'm going to play it again. Oh, yes, yeah. Goodbye.
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 Bye, St. Patrick.
Woo. Man.
Such a storied life.
Good Lord.
All right, angels, stop singing.
Hi.
You've born before
Hi, Mike.
Colors. Hi, Mike. You wouldn't
Hi,
believe
what
who
happened?
Was
what
just
did I
here.
Miss?
It was St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Really? What happened to the professor?
He was detained.
Canceled.
He was detained.
Yeah. Look for the professor's next book to come out. I am a QAnon believer. That should be it. That's a long story. We won't burden you with it because certainly Rob's had himself a day already. And here we are. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. That was fun. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You'll notice
yes,
I've got the clover.
Yeah, what hat is that? It's a new one, isn't it?
It is called, I think it's a brand. It's a Live Lucky. Live Lucky.
Okay.
That's the brand. Can you know that's my motto? Absolutely. But I
now,
found it
you
and
know,
I decided
we,
it
we
would
didn't
be
bring it up when the saint was here. He used one of the reasons that the shamrock, not a four leaf clover, but the shamrock
right.
was used. He used that to teach the Trinity to stupid people out in the prairies. He said the three leaves represent
in
the
prairies
five.
In Ireland.
Well, whatever, you know, like the uneducated.
Your mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rolling hills.
Know.
Of Dublin.
Well, I would say that there would be prairies there, wouldn't there? I mean,
yeah, look,
vast open lands.
Here's the deal with St. Patrick.
All right.
If you really want to know, it's wonderful that we have a day to celebrate. It's great that he's a saint. But the fact is, when you're alive in 360 AD,
yes.
Pretty tough to get any real records of the real deal back then. And apparently, St. Patrick wrote a lot of his own press.
Yeah,
that's
I like the angle
you know?
That you took, or that St. Patrick took, is that Don Buckwald, or a Don Buckwald-like character, punched up his biography.
I don't know. Who knows? You know, who knows?
I tend to think it might be a little glorified. And also, I know that it's a much bigger deal as a celebration in the States than it is in Ireland.
It's a big deal in the States, as are many, many different things that
yeah, but
are
it's, but it's driven
more
by commerce,
American than
right?
Irish.
Oh, yeah.
It's driven by party and commerce.
It's more religious.
It's
more religious.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, for me personally, back in my Irish bar days, was a spectacular day. Not only
Wonderful
did my bar
yeah.
do the biggest business of the year, which it did, but... You know, before the people of Manassas, like the snakes in Ireland, drove me out of the town,
Did they also use sticks?
You know, I should have known when I was on a riding on top of an antique fire truck in the Manassas St. Patrick's Day parade, all I would have had to do was look around the parade route and see people looking up at me like, God, there he is. That's kind of the tone.
In fairness, before we talk about those days, for me, when I was growing up, I thought the biggest party cities in the world for St. Patrick's Day was Boston.
Boston's big, and
Chicago. And then
New York's big too.
You opened up your spot, and I was like, Manassas, because I've been to one, right?
It was a killer.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It was a killer party. We had tents outside. I remember one year, maybe the first one that we put the tents on, it was that Northern Virginia weather that you get around this time of year, which you get anything. You can get
could
anything.
Could be 85, could be snow, yeah.
Right, and it was snowing. By the way, when I moved down here to Florida, I want to say on April 1st, right around April Fool's, I moved and there was snow in April when we were moving. And that was no better way to be moving to the Sunshine State than to have that happen.
Yeah.
But St. Patrick's Day, as an Irish kid, it was a big deal in my house. And the wearing of
more,
the green.
Was it more party, more religious, more traditional? How was it
not
regarded?
Religious. No, okay. No, it was not religious.
Because I don't think it's not a holy day of obligation, is it?
No, it wasn't really secular. It was just, my father had like three or four ties that he wore to work specifically for St. Patrick's
That's
Day,
cool.
All with stains on them. All with stains on them. I've told you about my dad's ties, right?
No, I
come back from school and have some function, like a wedding or something I had to go to, and I needed a tie. I remember going into his tie one time, and look, I'm the exact same way. My father and I eat the exact same way, which means, there's not, if you really wanted to prevent us from getting whatever we're eating on the front of our shirt, you would give us a Pee Wee Herman sized spoon because it was I remember being upstairs.
Are you no longer traveling with a lobster bib?
It was unbelievable. And I'm upstairs just trying to find a simple conservative tie to wear to this thing, with like a blazer that I was wearing. I'm in there and I yell down, Mom! He does not have one tie that doesn't have a stain on it. Because he did.
And didn't
That's kind of what ties were invented for.
But he wore a tie, I'm guessing, because of the time of his life and also his business. He worked for an insurance company, and they wore ties every day. So, God, he would have to have...
He was a businessman. Worked at an insurance company.
But that boggles my mind. If you wore a tie every day, you at least want to have a couple that are clean.
Well,
after a while, you get to a spot where you're like, does it really, if it's a little spot,
right.
Not that big a deal.
Okay.
Not
that big a deal. All I could tell you, if I had those ties, God rest my dad's soul. I love you, Dad. I wish you were still here. If you went into his closet, you would just say, he seems to have a proclivity for tomato-based products.
I was going to say, Mike, if you had the ties.
They all seem to be like tomato-based stains.
If you had the ties, we could boil them down and make a beautiful stock.
I know.
It's just, I could tell you stories about St. Patrick's Day that would curl your hair as far as my participation. One time, my worst one, I think, was when I imbibed too much Guinness. And people talk about a wine hangover, but I really didn't have a hangover as much as the Guinness hit me that day, where the Guinness came up later on.
That's an amazing thing, because Guinness is heavy enough that to really be crippled by it, you have to put down a lot of it,
and
it fills you up.
Old habits die hard. That's it.
Oh, it's tasty, though.
But I always will remember it as being tents outside my Irish bar and being the center of activity in that little town and how people were there. There were some diehards that were there. We opened up at 5:30 in the morning. And that was so cool. It was just so cool to have a line, to have people waiting outside the front door at 5:30 in the morning. I loved it. It was special.
I seem to remember a promotion with green eggs for breakfast.
Yeah, we had that. Jimmy's doing all that stuff. Jimmy does all the holidays really, really well. So it was great. And then, later on, it wasn't so great. That was it. You know, but we, you know, having an Irish pub, every Irish pub
that's
right now
dream.
In towns
yes.
all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your day. That's your day where you're going to steal the business from everybody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, and don't go, you know, don't get, if you can, if you're allowed to, and they have outside seating, go patronize your local Irish pub and enjoy yourself.
Mike,
you know?
Prior to getting into radio and just as a patron, because you're forced to do all of these events. In radio, and by force, I mean it's in your schedule. Like you're going to be broadcasting from somewhere. You will be at an Irish pub, most likely, especially if you're doing middays. Like you will be at any place.
Yeah, you'll be there with a
whoever paid for it. You're there broadcasting
with a 10-pound cell phone.
Yes,
calling in.
So, I recall fondly, and I don't even know why I was thinking about my days at WVU, where you would find any place that was doing something that had to do with St. Paddy's Day. And if it landed in the middle of the week, it didn't matter, even better. Because you'd work your schedule around, okay, look, I'm done with econ at noon, and I'm racing with my backpack straight to the back door. Whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Or Dr. Longshots. Who's ever having the best deal?
Rally in the alley, baby. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Remember the rally in the alley
of course,
in D.C.? That was a big event. That was great. It's a great day. It's a great day to party. Great time of year to party. After the crappy month,
you
February,
need something.
You know,
you need something.
You need a little
March.
Something. Yeah. It's before spring. It's still crappy weather. You get out there and enjoy yourself.
Quick sidebar.
Yes.
LeBron James just broke yesterday. I think about Boston. I think about the Red Sox. Now a minority owner in the Red Sox organization.
LeBron James is?
Yes.
Really?
Just broke last night.
I didn't even know that. What a great, great story. That's
fantastic. How do you feel about that as a Red Sox in real time?
You know what? As a convert, when he left Cleveland and somebody wrote a book about the horror of Akron dissing LeBron James, I hated LeBron James. And then he came back to Cleveland to win the championship. And now he's become an icon as far as basketball players go. He's done such a great job. I'm psyched. I think he's a cool guy, and I think he's a great guy, and I think that's a great move, especially in a city like Boston that still needs all the help it can get. And believe me, it's still there. The issues are still there. You know, the way I look at it with Boston and other cities, just the awakening that I have had over the last year about where the world is as far as minority participation in the world. We got work to do, people. We really, really do. So that is nothing but a win as far as I'm concerned. And what a lucky thing for the Red Sox. You know, John Henry, smart guy and a good organization and delighted that he's part of that whole thing. And, you know, they got the cheater manager back. So I'm happy that they got Alex Cora, who I love. I'm sorry, I do. Stealing signs or doing whatever he was doing. Yeah, sorry. All right. Did his penance out of baseball for a while. Red Sox canned him right away when that was going on. He's back now, and I think it's a good move. I'm glad. I believe in second chances. Give him a second chance. Go Sox, go. I love
new
that.
Owner from Boston.
It's your new owner from Boston. LeBron's the owner? Okay, that's the way that goes. LeBron James. I can hear that. Not that I hang out with some guys like that down here. What are you talking about? You killing me? Yeah, come on.
Great move for baseball.
That is good. It's good stuff.
Awesome. Homepage coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And our much thanks to St. Patrick for joining us on this very, very special day. We'll be right back.
New from Apple iPhone. It's the personal assistant with personality. Meet Siri Toe.
Hey, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, Siri Toe, what's the weather?
72 degrees and sunny out in the beer garden.
Hey, Siri Toe, give me directions to Bar Harbor.
I don't think the RV's gonna fit under that bridge.
Hey, Siri Toe, how do I fix a microwave?
Not looking too good. Put some wing sauce on it.
And now Siri Toe will even play your favorite podcast. Just say, hey, Siri Toe, play the Mike O'Mara Show.
How about I play some Ozzy?
No, play the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, it'll be okay.
Let's get stupid.
Yeah, I love that. Cerrito, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone. We all knew this day would come. The hope for an economic recovery has pushed mortgage rates higher, leaving little doubt that the low-rate train is leaving the station. Toot, 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 toot.
Toot, toot, toot.
It's a volatile market, and it's more important than ever to work with a team you can trust. I'm doing it right now. I'm actually working with Joanna and my guy Andrew, and we're all in constant contact. And Carly gets the call from me almost once a day. Did you get the paperwork to Joanna? Did you get the paperwork to Joanna? It's Cornerstone First Financial. They know what the rates are all about, and they can do it. They're still in the twos. Household debt has surpassed $14 trillion. If you want to work with the pros, people that are not only nice, but they are good at what they do, whether you're refinancing for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, lowering your rate, or a new home purchase. Cornerstone is the only company I recommend. Please check them out. They're a direct lender. That means they can guarantee to meet or beat any offer out there. Call them now at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Just waiting for rates to go down won't work anymore. So call my friends at Cornerstone First before the train leaves the station. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Act now or forever regret your ridiculous mistake.
Don't be stupid.
202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Homepage. Prince Harry has spoken to his brother Prince William and his father Prince Charles, but it apparently did not go so well. Gayle King, who is has the pipeline to Oprah and all that good stuff, she said that the conversations were, quote, not productive. But she added, quote, they are glad they have at least started a conversation. No one in the royal family has spoken directly with Meghan Markle yet. Shocker. Gayle added, quote, Meghan has documents to back up everything that she said on Oprah's interview. Everything.
Mm.
That means emails were sent or text messages were sent.
Or telephone calls were recorded. Could be.
Hello, this is Prince Charles. Would you do me a favor, yes, my assistant, send a text message to Meghan asking her what color she thinks the baby will be. Thank you. Thank you very
Prince Charles would say, send an SMS textual message.
That's it. You know, when you have documentation, it means they did that.
Yeah.
You don't say that unless they've got... I mean, I would think that it's legit. I found her credible when she was interviewed, too. Speaking of racism, Sharon Osbourne might have a way sketchier past on the talk than people realized. A journalist named Yashar Ali dropped some bombs yesterday. If you remember, Sharon's been really wrapped up with fighting with one of her co-hosts about defending Piers Morgan, talking about Meghan Markle. All seems to be related. He spoke to multiple sources, this journalist, including former co-host Leah Remini, and says that Sharon would frequently refer to Julie Chen as wanton and slanty eyes.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, dear.
When Sarah Gilbert was on the show, she would refer to her as fish eater. And something else that probably the FCC wouldn't let you say. Just it involves a certain word for a cat and a lollipop. What you do with a lollipop.
Okay.
Remini also says Sharon would refer to her as a wop and a guinea. Both ethnic slurs used against Italians.
Wow.
But you had to be told that. And she now regrets doing nothing about Sharon's racism and bullying. There's a lot more damaging info in the report, which may or may not have something to do with the fact that the talk will remain dark until next Tuesday.
Holy ass.
Wow.
You know, with all due respect, what are the credentials that Sharon Osbourne has other than being on television?
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, and being married to a completely brain damaged, addled rocker, and Jimmy's going to hate me saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah,
for many, many years,
using that relationship to advance her career. That's what it's
based
on. I believe
she has. Yeah. But I mean, really, what are the cred? I mean, there's no cred out there. What was she, an actress? Was she a writer? Was she? I just wonder about that. Mm. So if she's really doing this, she's facing the heat. And sometimes, you know, that old adage, he doth protest too much.
Yeah.
She really went off on her co-host when she got labeled for defending Piers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she just couldn't keep it in. Interesting. We'll see where it happens. We could all use some luck. It's the lucky day. There's the four-leaf clover right there. Maybe even enough to move across the country to get it. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, a new study ranked all 50 states from the most to the least lucky.
Oh, this is great.
I can't ignore these rankings when
they
come out.
Okay, but Mike, I know that it's so addictive to look at a list, but also, is there any science behind it? Because
the rankings, I'm glad you asked. Okay. The rankings are based on factors, including the number of big lottery winners, median income, unemployment rates, life expectancy, weather-related fatalities, and car accidents.
Man, okay, you know what? That list got better as it went on.
If you threw that into any analytics program and you had values for that, that could work.
Sure.
I'll give you the 10 luckiest states. First, okay, Minnesota.
This is 10 or 1? Minnesota's
this is
the luckiest?
10.
Okay, 10 is Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. It's not ranked. It just says the 10 luckiest.
Okay, sorry about that.
Minnesota, Jersey, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New York, Utah, Washington State. Hey, going to be out there in the summer. Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Hawaii.
Hawaii
and now
too.
The and now the most unlucky states.
Yes.
Wow. South Carolina, Nevada. Sorry,
sure,
Nevada.
Sure.
Kentucky, Louisiana, Arkansas, New Mexico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Alabama, and coming in number one once again, ladies and gentlemen, give them a ta-da. MISSISSIPPI, ooh. Mississippi, ooh. The unluckiest state in America. That's
I bet the people of Nevada are saying, we have all the gambling and we have the least luck. This is right. Not good for marketing. We got to bounce back.
A guest I would love to get on our show was on Conan O'Brien's podcast. He is the best, Shaquille O'Neal. He said he once had to leave a game after a trainer was rubbing his leg and rubbed it too high. He said, I guess it was icy hot that he was having put on his thigh.
No.
And Shaquille said, oh, Conan got the story. I just imagine how lucky we'd be if we got this story on our podcast. He said, quote, during the game, my little guys started getting hot.
Oh,
like really hot. Like, I thought something was wrong. It got to the point where I was like, hey, man, I think I need a doctor. My guys are on fire.
My guys.
Shaq left the court, ran to the shower, but the water only spread it around and made it worse.
Oh. Ow!
That's when a janitor suggested that he use milk. Quote, I'll do it in the Shaq voice.
Okay.
So now I'm in the shower, pouring milk on my boys, and the guys coming in, they're looking at me like, what the hell are you doing?
I love Shaquille O'Neal. There must have been no hard feelings, though, because Shaq has been a pitchman for Icy Hot for years, along with other lucky products to have him. He gets paid a lot of money because he's the best. I love Shaquille O'Neal. There is a discussion on Reddit right now where people are sharing the toys and games from when they were a kid and would be considered too dangerous today. Here are some of the highlights. Playgrounds that were plunked down on asphalt and concrete with metal slides that caused third-degree burns on hot summer days. I remember those metal slides that would be searingly hot on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this. They had a weird fake cigarette that actually allowed you to blow smoke. Do you remember anything like that?
It was like dust. When you would blow through it, it would look like smoke.
Oh, yeah, I remember the candy ones.
Yeah, candy
cigarettes. Wow.
Lawn darts, that's a big one. You know, when you play jarts and they had the giant spike and it would go into a five-year-old's head. Oh. It was not cool.
Didn't have a yard as a kid, Mike.
Do you remember that you could buy a radioactive science kit that came with real radioactive material?
I remember reading about it. That was a 1950s thing. Yeah, I've read about that.
This one, they've got one of these up in Maine, the spinning gate. You know what the spinning gate is, where you've got the little round thing that's ground level and you can spin it?
We used to call it a merry-go-round.
Do they still
have it?
It's a gate.
They have it up at Jordan's restaurant right out Ellsworth, Maine. That's where they got it.
You could get really effed up on one of those.
Yeah, it's not like kids would do their very best to get it spinning as fast as they could and do like a centrifuge.
The number one that I remember from my childhood, it's not on this list, is creepy crawlers.
Yes.
Do you remember creepy crawlers were rubber plastic, like spiders, that you could make the toy yourself, but you had to heat it in a super heated mold,
right?
Like you would see in a steel mill.
Yeah, and the thing is you're giving kids the raw ingredients for rubber and plastic. It's like a prescription for cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was very, very dangerous, but that's interesting. And now a little something-something from my home state again, because every day it's Florida. There is a 50-year-old woman named Laura Rose Carroll. Laura Rose!
Oh, she's a three-name person, Mike.
Well, she's the assistant principal at an elementary school in, it's C-A-N-T-O-N-M-E-N-T, Cantonment. Cantonment, Florida. Or, can't even tell you where that one is.
Mike, if it has a French population, Cantonment.
Cantonment. It's in the panhandle, so you might be
naturally.
Right. Her 17-year-old daughter is a student at the local high school. Back in October, the daughter was crowned homecoming queen.
Yay!
But something was off. And when the school district contacted police, they ran an investigation. And they found that someone had accessed hundreds of students' online accounts from the same IP address to vote for the daughter for homecoming queen. Oh, my God. And they figured out what happened. Laura and her daughter used Laura's access to the district's computer systems to get into those accounts and cast the votes.
Wow.
For homecoming queen.
Oy.
Those accounts also have the students' grades, medical info, personal information, and more. So, Laura and her daughter were both arrested on felony charges of offenses against computer systems, unlawful use of a communications device, and criminal use of personally identifiable information. Here's that.
Okay. How dare they? Mike, Cantonment, Florida is roughly 3 miles from the Alabama state line.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey, good callback. Lucky, yeah.
Because of all this, the daughter has now forfeited her scholarship to the University of White Trash. There you go. Thank you. Sorry, you're not going, honey. That's all there. Man, all for homecoming queen. Wow. Felony arrest. Way to go. Nice. Hope it was worth it, lady. God. And she's an assistant principal.
That's good. Using your powers for good.
I like teachers better than administrators anyway. Sorry. Sorry for all the administrators out there. It's the way I feel. All right? You remember Mr. Holland's Opus? We'll be right back.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter, right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Yes, bring that man a cookie. We love you, Steve Bridges.
Hi, Steve.
You are a good man. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. Spring cleaning update. It's time for spring cleaning and time to declutter your space and your mind. So what about all your old photographs, films, tapes that you got lying around? You know you need to digitally preserve these, but you're not sure where to start. Legacy Box can help you digitally declutter. It's the easiest way to check off this important spring cleaning chore because Legacy Box takes care of everything. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Legacy Box, we love it. We've all used it. It's something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like all of us. Mm-hmm. Get started preserving your past. Do it today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. You know that code. You love it. To get an incredible 50% off your first order, buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and then send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50%. Not 15, 50%.
50.
A little stuffy. Hope I don't have COVID before I get vaccinated. While supplies last. And thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa. We gave a person a homework assignment yesterday, and he actually spoke up during the show. He spoke up during our pre-show meeting when we were yelling at Rob, and he wanted to actually volunteer that he had filled out his brackets.
We weren't yelling.
No, we weren't yelling. We were just telling Rob that he... He didn't vet the guest we were going to have. It was a right-wing conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Really not. Maybe going a little too far to say that, but he's a bit of a
Mike. I've been thinking about it. If that's the image that he presents, it's probably more so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I would call. Think so.
Yeah.
Might not have had fun with him, but let's bring Pony in. Pony, you filled out your brackets. Let me bring the brackets up so I can look at
it. Bracket.
How are you, Pone Bone?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. Great to have you on the show.
I like Pony's laugh.
How did it go with your brackets, Pony?
I think it went really well. I think I picked a real winner here.
So you went all the way?
All the winners.
He picked all the winners, Mike.
Pony, would you like to explain, before we get into it, your thought processes?
Yeah. I just went with whatever spoke to me, and I just kind of went from there.
Did you look at the seating? Did you look at the seating at all?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Let's go. Let's go. If you don't mind, Mike. What if we asked Pony to go left to right, down like region to region? Let us know what he's going down, down and up.
Let me bring it up here. Finally got it. There we go. It's 2021. Let me expand that. There we go. Thank you very much. Dun, dun, da, 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 da. I guess you didn't have an answer for the for your process that you had there.
He said what spoke to him. He did not look at the seat.
Exactly.
I've got a blank bracket. I've got the wrong bracket up like that. I'm trying to see it right now. I don't care.
Okay,
let's
so
just
Pony,
dive
here's
right
how you're going to have to do it. Give us the two teams.
I don't want all of them. I will kill myself if I go. Skip ahead.
How about the Sweet 16?
All right, for the Sweet 16, what I want you to do is give us the two teams that are playing, and then your winner, and if you had a reason, 10 words or less.
Sure. Okay, I have Gonzaga versus
That's
Oklahoma.
Great choice. Great choice right there. Mm-hmm. Great choice, Gonzaga, the clear favorite. I'm proud of that. That you did that.
Yeah.
Did you was Gonzaga picked for any particular reason? Did you
it's
read
local.
Up on it?
It's
okay.
local.
That's
and,
it.
And that's it.
Did you say it's local?
That's all.
Yep, that's all.
As in Gonzaga High School?
Yeah, I think you're confused.
Yeah, Gonzaga is not national. I didn't know that either. I'm sorry.
It's not the school in Georgetown, you see.
Oh.
No, it's a different one. Washington
so you
State.
It was Gonzaga versus what? Michigan, did you say?
Oklahoma.
Okay, who did you pick to win
that? The first seed that they're playing. They're the number one seed, and they're playing the 16 seed, Norfolk.
Yes. That's
Norfolk State, down where your wife is. That from that area.
Yeah, in
right?
that area, sure. Mm.
Yeah, so I think Gonzaga's going to win that
so
one.
So Gonzaga's going to win it handily. So even though you didn't look to the seeding, you picked it because you liked
a
high
local
school
team, a local
that
flavor.
Had the same name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it just seemed local.
Okay.
Next up is Oklahoma, Missouri, and I'm going with Oklahoma on this one because it's got a musical.
Oklahoma, the number eight seed. That's
got a musical.
That's a very close game, but that's okay.
Oh,
I'm all right.
Oklahoma, where the
when the wind blows swiftly down the strain.
By the way, you know what?
Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Mike, you're a theater queen like me. Do you agree that Oklahoma is a musical?
No, I like Oklahoma. No, I mean, the whole thing, it's got great songs.
Great music, but the whole musical is bad.
Since you brought it up.
Thank you.
There's a bright golden sun on the meadow. There's a bright golden sun on the meadow. I'm sorry. I could do the whole thing. Gordon McRae, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, he's
when
in the movie.
When I take you
okay,
out
Okay, stop. All right, stop, stop, stop. Jesus.
I've never
All
seen
right.
the musical.
You might miss anything.
This Crichton, UCSB.
I'm going with Crichton because it just sounds like a more
threatening
name. Virginia, Ohio is going to be Virginia because I come from Virginia.
Well, and they're very highly rated, too. USC, there. Wichita State.
Wichita, because it's fun to say.
All right, that might be the first buzzer you get. Let's see. Moving around. Kansas, Eastern Washington.
I'm going with Kansas on this one because of, we're not in Kansas anymore. You know, it's just a well-known saying. And
even though there's an idiot response for that particular thing. Moving on to Oregon, VCU, the Rams against the Salmon.
The Oregon Salmon.
It's definitely going to be VCU.
Yes!
And because I just didn't like Oregon Trail as a kid, too much dysentery.
Yes.
Iowa, Grand Canyon.
Iowa, because I didn't know Grand Canyon had a school.
I didn't either, and Iowa is the number two seed.
Yeah.
Michigan, Mount St. Mary's.
Michigan, because, I don't know, they're due for a win.
Oh, that's they're not also, true. The reason is Pony hates religion.
They're this also is true. They're the number one seed in the East. LSU against St. Bonaventure.
LSU, because I had a good time in Louisiana when we were down there last time. There you go.
Very good. Georgetown against Florida State.
Definitely Georgetown.
Nice. Because they're local? Because
I work here.
Okay.
In Georgetown.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, I got it wrong. I'm screwing it up already.
What's the matter?
Oh, no. Did I say LSU St. Bonaventure?
I think you did.
Well, it's his it's his picks, right?
Yeah,
you
that one's right.
Through.
Oh, Colorado, right, Georgetown, I think is
Colorado, what? Georgetown.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
about
I went
that.
With Georgetown.
My bad.
My bad.
You like Georgetown anyway. Moving right along here, Florida State, UNC Greensboro.
I'm going with Florida State here. I don't really know why, but you know what? I think it just it's a great place.
Why don't you say because Mike lives there? Yeah. Duh.
Thank you. All right. Now, hey, you're the last person to say duh today. Yeah. You really are. Anyway,
let it be a good guess.
Florida. All right. We move at BYU, Michigan State.
It's going to be Bloody Brigham Young this time.
Bloody Brigham Young. I like that. Any particular reason why you call them Bloody Brigham Young?
Oh, the Mountain State Massacre. Mountain Valley Massacre.
Texas, Abilene Christian.
Definitely Texas, because I don't believe in God.
Oh, Pony.
Don't mess with Texas.
Hold on.
It's true. It's true.
Forgot he was an atheist.
You didn't know he was an atheist, a practicing atheist.
Practicing.
Stay away from him. Don't hit him. Moving right along here, UConn, Maryland.
Definitely Maryland.
Nice.
All right, that's
Fear
close.
The Turtle.
So I'll give you a Fear the Turp. Alabama, Iona.
Iona, because it just sounds nice, and Alabama, nobody likes Alabama.
All right, let's go over.
Like a good girl's name. That'd be nice.
Let's Iona. Go over on the other side of the country right here. Hold on just a second here.
Moving to the other side of the bracket.
Computer. All right. Baylor against Hartford. University of
Baylor, because I like the name.
Baylor. And they're number one in the South. In the South. Let's see. North Carolina, Wisconsin. By the way,
North Carolina.
We're going to do these, and then we will see how he does, and we'll continue. We're not going to do
that's
the whole thing.
Right, okay.
All right. North Carolina, you're picking them over Wisconsin, the Badgers. Villanova against Winthrop.
Oh, wait. I think, Villanova.
Villanova. All right. Purdue, North Texas.
Purdue, because they have great chicken.
The Boilermakers. There we go. Texas Tech against Utah State.
I'm going with Utah State because Texas has a terrible power grid.
Arkansas against Colgate. My brother-in-law's alma mater. My nephew's alma mater. Mm-hmm. My niece's alma mater.
Colgate, simply because of the toothpaste.
Ah, very good. Number 14 seed, though. Might be a tough one. Have to be a big upset.
Yes.
Moving along, Florida against Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, because my brother Steve went there.
Yeah, that's a popular school around our area. Ohio State versus Oral Roberts.
I went with Oral Roberts simply because the name is funny.
You atheist. You went with Oral Roberts.
And the amazing thing, Mike, is that Oral Roberts is actually coming back from the dead to play in the game.
And you also went against the number two seed. So, no, you don't get a ding. You get that. All right, let's see. Illinois, Drexel.
Drexel, because it's a fun name.
And that's the buzzer once again. Who has more fun than Drexel? Moving right along, Loyola Chicago or Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech, because I like technology.
I like technology. Don't you? Napoleon, you are just jealous because I've been talking to hot babes all day.
Let's see, Georgia Tech. Tennessee, Oregon State.
Oregon State, because nobody likes Tennessee.
Hey,
the state.
I do.
You like Tennessee?
Yeah. Great barbecue. Graceland, music, Nashville. Yeah. The whole deal.
I don't like it because Tab lives there.
I'm sorry.
Sour in your face.
Let's see. Oklahoma State versus Liberty.
Definitely Oklahoma State, even though, you know, conservatives are really known for their basketball prowess. They're going to beat Liberty.
Okay. San Diego State against the Orangemen of Syracuse.
Syracuse, because it sounds like syrup.
Very nice.
What?
These are the reasons. This is
West
what you
Virginia,
get.
And he wrote them down. San Diego State, I'm sorry, West Virginia versus Morehead State.
West Virginia, because it's close, and I had a buddy that went there.
Oh, WVU. Right.
Yeah.
And let's see, Clemson versus Rutgers, second to last game.
2 seconds. Am I your buddy?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
No. My like oldest friend from like fifth grade, and Oscar went there.
Yeah, and Robert's going to go there.
He is. Party school.
That's right. Party school.
Clemson against Rutgers.
Clemson, because I hear the name a lot.
Good. Very good. Houston against Cleveland State.
Going with Houston because there's a lot of really great American anime studios.
Cue the music.
Houston.
Thank you very much. All that's right. Wonderful. Very, very exciting. That's it. Where's the da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
Yes, Squash Brain. Yes, that's what we need.
Okay.
Very good. That's okay. That's all right.
No, it's not okay.
That's so much better.
Let's see. That's the brackets. Can we have those filled out, printed up, and we will definitely tackle it in a week?
Yes.
And see. How long does this incredible tourney last?
Thursday. We'll have
April 15th is the national championship.
We'll have clarity on Monday.
Very good. That's very, very exciting.
We advance.
Thank you, Pony. We appreciate that. And
you're welcome.
We will just see. And if you do well, you know, we will exalt you. We'll enjoy you. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. God damn it. F*** you all. I swear to God.
F***ing menus.
I am freaking out.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record. And I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hallelujah. Holy s***.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, honey. I don't even know why you're tripping with so many ways to chill and enjoy your favorite podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and even on Stitcher and Spotify. Subscribe on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode and you can relax.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement. We love Movement products. Two guys, Californians, started a company, a watch company. Mm-hmm. They broke all the rules. We have all gotten Movement watches. They're fantastic. They have fair prices, unexpected colors, clean original designs. Movement is fantastic. They grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. MVMT. Remember that. Movement watches. They have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch, but they cost just a tiny fraction of that because they own their process from start to finish. Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses, minimalist jewelry, and style essentials that don't break the bank, all designed out of their California headquarters. If you gotta spend all day in front of my computer like me, the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. Your eyes are going to feel protected. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns. And I love the modern style of the frames. They are fantastic. I want you to check them out. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Again, that's MVMT.com/TMOS for Movement, and you're going to love it. And I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that. So today is the day. Today is vaccination day.
Now, how do you feel?
Obviously, I feel really good based on that. It's vaccination day. And I feel as though I want to get it over with. Your thing about, I don't think they say. They don't say unless you go into shock, do they?
Well, they say before you leave, we're going to have you stay 15 minutes in case
you just hang out and just take a break.
I believe what they said was in case there's a complication.
That's it. Okay. So my wife's going up there with me. Hello, Oscar. Where are you, Oscar? Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm here. Thank you.
There you are. That's okay. Oscar was his lips were moving.
You could actually,
talking.
you could. I look, and this is not. This
don't
is,
say something horrible, please.
Oh, he's going to. He will.
Please don't. Please,
no,
if you're thinking
I was
going to
say
please
for
edit
you,
yourself.
If Carla's with you.
Yeah.
You don't, and in fairness, I feel like the waiting is not as important if you've got a buddy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I'm really happy. Yeah, that's good. And I'm really happy that Carla's going with me.
Yeah,
I am, so, because it's a bit of the unknown.
But if you had someone with you, I guess you don't have to be.
I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes. Hey, screw you. I'm sorry if you're rolling your eyes at me like that. It's just the normal way you feel about this type of thing. I'm also extremely excited about the prospect of getting this thing
going
behind
with somebody
me.
Is infinitely more, I guess, satisfying than going alone and saying, oh, well, now I got to sit here. And if I conk out, who's going to call my family?
It's weird when you're alone. It was a weird 15 minutes.
Right?
Yeah, it really was.
Your wife didn't go with you?
No. Mm-mm.
Your daughter?
No.
Son?
No.
All right.
I mean, why would you? It's an event where you have to stay 6 feet apart from everybody. Vaccination is a lonely business. And so if they're not getting a shot, I wouldn't want to bring them out to an environment that had a lot of people there. No sense.
Well, I'm going out of my hometown down here and taking a little trip to another part of the state. I'm looking forward to that, and I think it's going to be fun.
Let me clarify. Mm-hmm. You should wait. You just don't have to wait in the immediate little waiting zone where you have 20 people. You can go right outside, hang out, you know, talk about life.
I don't know why that music's playing.
If they have to hit you with the EpiPen or whatever they do, you're within striking distance.
Mike, no, I mean, you'll be fine. It's easy.
And by the way, if things go sideways, I want to say something to Linda Herr. Linda, I know you said don't get happy. It's not relevant whether if there was a complication, it has nothing to do with you. So I want you to know that. All right. I don't care if there's a complication. Even if it had something to do with you, I don't care. I am happy that you thought of me, and I will not.
Don't
I'm
put
saying
that evil
this,
on her.
Well, so no, she texted out, me that I'm responding to a text that she sent me.
If it worked out, you're the hero. If it doesn't, you're not the zero.
dead to me.
I'm saying don't sweat it, Linda. It's you've already done the Lord's work.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Happy St. Patrick's.
What if you show up and they're like, oh, there seems to be miscommunication about the name, etc.?
I'll shake my head and I'll go, oh, teachers. No, I would never do that. No, that's terrible.
You prefer teachers to administrators. You've already said this. This is good.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think you could go through elementary schools based on that lady that hacked a computer system to make her daughter homecoming queen. You could go through. This is terrible. I'm going to piss people off by saying this. It just, to me, is administrators in a school. How do you? It's like general managers at a radio station.
I agree. Or maybe even program directors.
Management is different than the people that are in the trenches molding the minds.
Dealing with the
kids.
They're
the ones that are, yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I'm not a fan. Never have been. It's the same way about upper level management. It's the same thing about suits at movie studios. You know, the people that are the business of doing this. You know?
Unless they've actually come through the ranks. If you know somebody that's
come
done
through
your
the ranks
before,
as far as our business is concerned, if they've come through the ranks, that means they weren't good enough to stay at the
management.
Level where you're entertaining. Huh?
You were management.
Yeah, and I quit.
Yeah, and then he got to be, he stayed on the air.
I hated it. I quit because I hated it. I quit that job. I didn't get fired. I quit.
No, but Mike, your management in this business, it's the same deal.
No. Being the show that has the person's name is far different than being a manager that's behind the scenes, like Randy Bongarten or Mark St. John or Michael Hughes.
It's amazing how fast those names.
Michael Hughes.
It's amazing how fast those names come to you.
Yeah. What about Scott Shannon?
I like that we're all nice to Michael now. Yeah, what did Michael do for us? You're fired. Thank you. Anywho, what?
What about Scott Shannon?
Scott Shannon. Scott Shannon was a PD personality, and I think that his talent level was kind of like the Jack Diamond deal.
I always felt that he had
one of those kind of generic shows. It was not particularly entertaining.
I always thought that Scott Shannon became a program director to put more Scott Shannon on the air.
Yeah. And be the voice of Sean Hannity's radio show.
A professionally trained
announcer. And see those two going out and have a couple of bourbons.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so whatever. So I don't know
the man. Did you have to fill out a form in advance? Have you got all your paperwork in advance?
I have my doctor's note. The form that was filled out by my doctor, I will be at the conclusion of the broadcast double checking to see anything else that
There's no online registration that you have to do in advance?
I don't know. I will tell you because I will be checking that when I, and of course, that's when they would say, please fill out this online form 24 hours in advance.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you would have been told.
I hate myself sometimes. I need to, you know, I yell at you about sweating details. Sometimes I got to sweat my own.
But they contact you how? Via email or via text? When they're communicating with whatever the shot outfit is.
They didn't contact me. I think they're communicating with Linda.
Okay. All right. She would know. Yeah. Then.
May I ask you a question that's probably not appropriate?
I think the communication's over. Yes. Okay.
And you're probably going to hate me, and they'll get a text after the show, but why not?
Oh, no. What?
So it's hard enough
to do this show today.
For my vaccine angels, when we were done, I wanted to give them something. I felt like I wanted to pay it
forward. Stop before you proceed one step further. All right. You know what my, hold on. I'm going to go back to the conversation.
All right.
Let me just do this for you. Okay. All right. Hold it. Come on. God, I get a lot of text messages. It's crazy.
He's getting a lot of texts from the royal family.
This is what I think it is. It's going to be great.
No. All right. I can't find. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. all right. The day of the that it all went down. Thanks, Linda. I truly appreciate it. Please pass along your home address to us.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's sweet.
From me.
That's sweet.
Because I will not forget.
That's sweet. Did she send you something?
Even if I don't send her something, at least she knows I was thinking about it. What?
Did she send you an address?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Oscar?
I haven't acted on it yet. No, I have not.
Until it works out.
That's not the reason. That is not the reason.
No, what's going to happen, Oscar? Is this weekend?
What a dick!
This weekend, there's going to be a knock at Linda's door, and it's going to be a policeman. And he's going to say, I understand there's been a complaint from this address.
No, I don't.
May I come in? And then it turns out it's a stripper.
What do you think she'd really want?
Find out for me, Rob.
Everyone loves a muffin basket.
Rob, would you say, based on the events of the last few hours, that maybe you owe me a little bit, just a teeny tiny, tiny bit?
Of course, yes.
Really, you know.
Based on the events of the last 25 years, I owe you everything.
It's kind of a, it was a rough morning. At the same time, Oscar's going to say, be thoughtful.
Oscar, converts.
No, I think that it's already been earned. You don't need to wait until the.
I don't know what to do yet. I haven't thought about it. I haven't thought about it yet. And maybe you're right. Maybe in the back of my mind, subconsciously, I was waiting. I felt like that the DGH, the don't get happy part, would be if I did that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able. Something would happen.
You need confirmation.
So the answer is something. Gifts will be coming after the needle's in the arm.
Okay.
There's an old experiment.
And that would be needle number two.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's an old experiment you can do with kids. It's like, do you want one marshmallow now, or do you want five marshmallows in 20 minutes? The kid will always take the one marshmallow now. So maybe if she waits till after the second shot, she gets more marshmallows.
Well, who knows? I'm going to, I've got a lovely wife that knows how to make ladies happy with a variety of fabulous cosmetics.
That's true.
By the way, the Mike's packages, come on, people. I mean, step it up a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
We'll be mentioning a new thing because the Mike's packages really haven't sold.
And this is no knock on any other vaccine angel. But my vaccine angels went out of their way to say, do not do anything. They just enjoy doing this to help people.
Who are you? Well, and Linda said the same thing, but I don't care. I still want to help
out. Like, they're getting
the pleasure of doing it for people. I get that.
They just don't know it yet.
Selfless giving is, by the way, your vaccine angels that helped with your parents?
With my mom.
You with your mom?
Right.
Yeah. That's the way I believe it. You've taught me a little of that. How about me asking for the address? Huh? Baby steps. Would I have done that? What would I have asked for the address for? I want to fly up and say hi?
No. I just love how you...
So you could mail a long-form letter that says generally things haven't worked
out.
For the
confirmation.
I'm not doing it. No. It just didn't pop into my head. Did you take care of your vaccine angels prior to the shot?
I did not ask because I was so because it was within 24 hours until it was over. Oh. I was like, I can't believe this has happened.
All right, so it didn't. Yeah. It wasn't relevant.
It was shock.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, maybe shock if she'd all. Been able to pull that Sunday evening vaccine, we'd be thinking about gifts now. I'm just kidding.
Would have been Linda, a lovely, you know, a Monday
Linda, you
morning.
Get the
thank
show.
You.
You listen for a long time. F&A. She gets the joke. She does. We gotta. Hey, we're running late. We got to break. Where are we in the show? Is it?
We're about to do the digital dumpster, Mike.
Oh, the digital dumpster coming up next, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. I love you, Linda, and I got your address. Something will be coming to you after I'm fully vaccinated. We'll be right back.
Sounds like a threat. Yeah.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart, socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, according to the CDC, 1 in 3 American adults say they are not getting sufficient sleep on a regular basis. I am, and I do because I sleep on the best bed available. Why choose proven quality? Sleep. Why? Wait a minute. Hold on. So, why choose proven quality? Sleep from Sleep Number. Oh, okay. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Let's fast forward that. Anyway.
No worries.
Mike, come back. Sorry. We need you.
I'm so sorry. I love Sleep Number. I don't need copy to tell you about Sleep Number. I can tell you that I have been sleeping on a Sleep Number bed for probably 15 years. I had it before. They were an advertiser on the Mike O'Meara Show. I love them. They are the best. And you should know that the good night's rest helps boost immunity and improves recovery and increases energy. That's why you need Sleep Number. Sleep Number's fantastic. My setting is a 65. The amazing part about Sleep Number is that sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. That's based on internal analysis of sleep sessions. So if you want to improve your sleep and be better and be healthier, since the pandemic began, Sleep IQ sleepers have gained an average of 53 hours of restful sleep compared to last year. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Remember, a great day starts the night before, and remember that Sleep Number setting, 65. Used to be an 85.
Yeah.
I went a little softer now.
It happened.
Carla's is a 65, too. It's just the best. And last night, Carla went into the guest room where we do not take our guests seriously, so we do not have a Sleep Number in there. So I got the whole bed to myself.
Nice. That's nice.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed to make a life-changing difference to your health and wellness from $9.99 only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Everything blew up in front of me, every computer simultaneously, and we'll deal with that,
Mike,
after.
I just sent you a quick message about Linda. Something to think about, food for thought.
Okay,
you know.
All right, very good.
I think
right.
I think it's probably best if you read it on air, just so we're all on the same page.
As you open the dumpster, please.
All right,
that's good. It's good. It's wide open.
Spread out the payments. Send half once you get the first shot, and the other half after the second shot.
Actually, Mike, we were talking.
Cash. Oscar's telling me to send cash.
We can break it down to 36 payments at 1.9%. So
very exciting.
We make that
very
happen.
Very exciting. Who knows? Who knows?
Did you know that outside, about 30 miles outside of Los Angeles, there's a town called Ontario, California?
Yes,
I've heard of Ontario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had not heard of it.
Nice airport there.
What happened is that in this residential neighborhood, there's this house, and in this house, and I like fireworks as much as the next guy, but there was a huge storage of industrial grade, like professional, go to a 4th of July event fireworks in a house.
Oh.
They went off. Sadly, two people were killed. Don't keep fireworks at your house, but the audio is amazing. Imagine you don't even know your neighbors are stockpiling fireworks. You open your door and you hear this.
That's somebody who was either selling them on the black market or hoarding them. That is not a... You know, family just having a few. That's somebody that might have sold them under the table
that's
or something.
Wow. But it's crazy audio.
Can
crazy
you play that again? That absolutely. Is that's truly mind-blowing. It was in a house?
Yes.
A private home?
Residential neighborhood.
Wow.
Man. Amazing. Ooh. Okay, let's...
You know how I know Ontario?
How?
I had to book a real-world cast member for WHFS Logistics and bring them in, and then another real-world cast member...
Early season or later seasons?
This is San Diego season.
Okay, I'm with you.
And I just remember having to like do all the flights and bring them in, and then this one young lady, she's probably the most successful. Her name's Jamie. She's a real actress now. And she's like, I'm in Ontario. I'm like, so as a younger man, I'm like, Canada, we got to find someone from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big suburb. Yeah. It's a big suburb of LA.
No, she's like, no, California. I'm like, oh, thank God. The budget's not going to be busted now because I have to deal with all this.
Yeah, of course.
Be more expensive to fly in from Ontario, California than Ontario, Canada.
Found that out. Would be closer. Thank you.
There you go.
But luckily, Mike, he spread out the payments.
Yeah.
So remember when those people did that? They tricked Wall Street and they made the money for GameStop skyrocket and they all got very rich.
Still happening.
Do you want to know what a lot of those people have done with the money that they earned? I thought this fascinating.
Chocolate pie a mile wide?
That's what have been my guess. But have you ever heard, I'm sure you have, of the Dianne Fossey Gorilla Fund?
No.
It is a notable charity that saves gorillas. The GameStop people have gotten together and donated $300,000 to save gorillas. And the fund is beside themselves.
I was just made aware that you have been adopting gorillas through our website. Thank you so much for this incredible support. We are the world's largest and longest running organization that is fully dedicated to gorilla conservation. Every day, 365 days a year, we are in the field protecting the world's remaining gorillas and also helping the people who share their forest home. So thank you again so much for your support. It will go a long way in helping our important mission.
I like the fact that they're using their power for good.
Gorillas in the Mist?
Yeah, I believe I believe that's Sigourney Weaver, right?
Yes.
She plays
Mountain Gorillas. It's the Lord's work they're doing. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest creatures on the face of God's earth, and they're taking care of them. It's fantastic.
What about some of that money going to vaccine distribution at this moment?
It's all about human
you'll
beings.
You'll be pleased to know, Oscar, that all of those gorillas got the Moderna vaccine.
And Coco just complained of a sore arm.
Kiss me, Coco. So anyway, those are those great people that are using their money for good. Meanwhile, there's a lady on TikTok named Amy who's trending yesterday because she says it's important to sit on the toilet backwards.
This will change your life forever. You have been pooping wrong. What I want you to do is poop backwards, get all of your favorite snacks, get your favorite show, and that's how you poop. It's the best of all times. And you just sit there pooping and you're jamming out.
So she's got an iPad, a box of brownies, potato chips, and a large drink on the tank of her toilet. And she's sitting backwards and just going to town.
Hold on just a second.
Yes.
I hear it. Did you hear that? That's our audience collectively throwing up in their own mouth. There you go. That's so lovely. What a lovely girl.
Well, I mean, at least fantastic. She's got a, you know, everyone has a cause, whether it's saving the silverback gorilla.
Still no traction on that clear thing, huh?
No.
Man, oh man. If there's any way that I could communicate to them Just say the word. I am like a racehorse in the gate that is ready to run.
You're still in love?
I am in love more than I've ever been in love. I am resisting the restrictions put on me by my wife to put them everywhere and to go to the neighbor's house and do that. It is. And by the way, you know, she proudly says, well, how many rolls of toilet paper have we used this month? I said, one.
Oh, wow.
One.
Jesus.
Thank you very much. You will never, ever go back to TP when you use this product. I'm not going to mention their name until they decide to advertise because I will be the greatest.
Are you willing to use a designer imposter? Because
no.
I did get a lead on another guy.
I'd have to say, you'd have to send me the product and I have to make sure it works.
You have to live it.
And also, Mike, make sure with that appliance, you don't want to sit backwards.
I really want the original one that I got. I know there are a few imposters out there. It's just like, you know.
The original.
Don't send me new Coke. You know what I mean?
You don't want you don't want RC Cola.
I mean, it stuns me. I mean, the last time I felt this strongly was a Sleep Number bed.
How dare you?
That I feel about this this device for your commode.
Wow.
You know. Okay. I'll give them one plug. They get one plug.
One plug.
Yes.
I want this to go right out to them. This is the greatest product I have ever put in my house. It's called the Clear Rear. There. They got that for free.
Send it to me. I'll send it to them.
Yes.
Done.
Please do. Oh my God. I am the poster child for the Clear Rear. My Duke has never been cleaner.
These are all great slogans that we can use.
So true.
No, it's fantastic. So I've got honest. A system now, you know. Oh, it's just so special.
I love it.
It's so special. I'm and happy. I made a terrible mistake with my terrible plumbing to get this thing installed. It's super easy
but
if
it was
I'd
worth
had
it.
Modern plumbing.
It was worth it.
Worth every minute.
Every penny.
I still have a hole in the wall where the plumbing is.
That's right. A reminder.
Where the guy came in and just went, $500, please, bye. Anyway, it's fantastic. Sorry, I've hijacked the show. We're running out of time.
Let's close with this then. Oscar will know what I mean when I say, what does this make you think of? Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah. Wendy Williams.
Yes, Wendy Williams had a moment that was trending yesterday in which she was talking about show business, which she is wont to do. And apparently she burps and then farts. And I would say maybe it's not true, but why would she apologize if it wasn't true?
And she probably got 5 new boyfriends. We haven't caught anybody coming out of the house yet, but just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
Whoop, whoop.
Is that really a burp and a fart? One more time.
One more time, okay.
And she probably got 5 new boyfriends. We haven't caught anybody coming out of the house yet, but just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
Whoop. So whoop. Gross. That's it. Oh, my
and
God.
And that is your digital dumpster. So let's lock it up until tomorrow and have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. Please be safe. Don't do anything stupid. And just remember,
spreader event.
No, don't.
A friend of mine told me there's also a lot of, you know, John Law out there. So don't get dumb and get behind the wheel of a car. That's a ticket into the hooscow. You're getting that from me, Mike O'Mara, everybody. You know. We got to take a powder until tomorrow. We'll see you with a brand new episode on tomorrow's show where I'll come in and tell you all about the vaccination. Yes, I'm getting vaccinated today, so it should be special. So, and for those of you that have gotten your vaccination, congratulations. And I'm glad that there are so many vaccines. Vaccines? I can't do it anymore. For Robin Oscar, Michael O'Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending the show.
Mm-hmm. It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.